All right, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants baseball. Gerardo Parra with us. Well, how do you feel being a San Francisco Giant in San Francisco?
I'm happy. I'm happy to be here. That's a great organization. That's a great moment right now. And also, that's a beautiful fan here. It's sold out every game. It's special for me right now.
What do you think about the park? Of course, you've been in the National League West for a while, and this park is a little bit different. How do you like the park? What do you have to do to be successful here as a fielder?
You know, I know it's hard, but I never put in my mind everything is hard, so everything for me is positive. And I'll be happy. I'll be happy in this part. Like I say, it's not easy, but I want to try to put it easy to play baseball here. I love play here. There's a I think my eight year playing in that division, this stadium. But I'm happy. I'm happy to be part of this team right now, be part to play in their stadium. So nothing hard, just everything is positive right now.
Gerardo Parra with us. Tell me, as a little boy, how did you get involved with baseball? What was baseball like for you?
You know, baseball for me is everything. Baseball for me is a story. When I'm a young guy and play baseball, that's part of my life. That's part of my life. And every time I say I put in my mouth, play baseball hungry, like every day is way better. And play baseball happy because you never know what happened that day.
Where did you get your first glove?
My first glove is when I have a 7 year. 7 year, I use my glove for my parents. The it's like a team tamanaco. So it's an old school glove. I remember that. It's amazing when I have that glove.
Gerardo with us. So many great players from Venezuela who came out. Who did you like to follow?
You know, I follow every guy. I love part in that players. But I have it, my number one is Bobby Abreu. I love Bobby Abreu. I love when he play baseball. But I think he's a great personality, too.
Yeah, Bobby Abreu, come on. Good hitter, good fielder. You're such a good fielder. How did you learn how to be such a good fielder?
You know, I love it. I feel good when I help my team and more when I help the pitch that day. And like I say, you need to feel comfortable too in defense. If you have a good defense, you win the game. So I'm preparing myself and play great defense too.
You know, it's funny to watch. I love watching outfield practice. It's terrific to watch it. And the first time I saw you throw in practice, not a rainbow, a bullet. And that's the way. On a you could hang a clothesline. You could hang clothes on it.
You know, I'm practicing like that's a game. Because you need to prepare your mind, you need to prepare your body about the baseball game. So I never try to throw the ball like 10%, 20%. Every time in the practice I throw 70, 80%. Because it's my really point. When your really point is good and you use in the practice, and when you go to the game, you close the eye and throw because the arm isn't there.
I don't think you need a cutoff, man.
No, I need it. Sometimes I need it. I'm trying just putting my ball hard to the cutoff because it's part of the game. So we need to play like family. We need to play together, and you have to throw to them.
Is it more fun to get a base hit or to throw somebody out?
Depends because it's both situation, but I think balls is best for me.
Base hits are better, I think, especially when you get them. That's the big deal. Opening weekend, obviously, it's a special time for any baseball player. What does opening weekend mean to you?
For me, especially every time. Spring training, every time when I put in my uniform, for me, it's special because you start in that moment. I know it's my 10-year opening day. I'm so happy. You know, I'm happy. I'm glad to be here to part in that team this year. So, like I say, for me, every day is opening day.
I like that. I feel the same way. You have so many friends on the team from Venezuela. So much going on in Venezuela. How do you keep focused on baseball?
You know, I don't wanna think nothing about Venezuela negative. Every time when I think I'm positive, I know the reality is so bad. But every time I'm positive, I love my country and that situation. I love more. So I'm trying to, like I said, stay positive and nothing happen. Because if you think something wrong in there, you can play baseball, you can live your life. So But like I say, I love my country, I love my family, and I know soon Venezuela change because it's a beautiful country and a strong country too.
Well, it's really nice to have you on the show, Geraldo Parra. I really enjoy seeing you in spring training. One last thought for you. You're such a good hitter. You use the whole field, and that's what a baseball is all about for me. How did you learn to hit like this?
you know the baseball changed a lot right now. So, but like I said, I'm trying to put in the ball and play. Yeah. I'm trying to put in the ball and play. Because if you had contact, you have option to make a base hit or double or home run or something. So that's my point. Just try to put in the ball and play, try to get a good pitch, and try to stay in base every time I can.
Well, it's nice to have you here. I'm glad Pablo found you and got you here. So a pleasure to have you.
No, I'm happy too. I feel great in here. I know it's a big thing. I know it's a big year too because we have Bochy. I'm happy to play with him. And like I say, that's a great fan that's in here. Thank you guys for following us, and hope so everything is good this year.
Very, very nice. Geraldo, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, that's Geraldo Parra. Very nice man. Good to have him on the show. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.